Welcome to Working On It, NTU Employability's podcast.
Hello and welcome to Working On It, NTU Employability's career-based podcast, helping you answer the ultimate question of what's next for you and your degree. I'm Diana Pasek-Atkinson, and today's episode is all about Lucy Midgley. Welcome, Lucy. Welcome to Working On It. How are you doing today?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. The sun is shining, so that's always a bonus. I actually had the pleasure of meeting you in person, Lucy, because you came to do some creative content making for us at our Female Founders Club at NTU Enterprise. And I learned specifically about the segments that you do with producer Henry, Wave with Lucy.
For reference, I've just waved at Diana, just for anyone listening.
Wave with Lucy was brilliant. Are you enjoying your placement?
Yeah, loving every minute of it. Can't believe it's already been 10 months and only two more to go.
Yeah, and I can imagine you're going to be really missed. But I'm glad you've enjoyed it so far. Before we get talking any more about you and your placement, I think it's about time for the icebreaker challenge. Icebreaker, icebreaker. So the icebreaker challenge is something we like to do with all of our guests to break the ice before we get into talking anything and everything about you, your placement, and the next steps you want to take in your career journey. And like always, I'm going to be asking you, Lucy, the guest, a set of random icebreaker questions to see how many you can answer in the allotted time of 77 seconds. Very specific, 77 seconds. So what do you think? Are you up for it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, that's a, like, I am ready for this challenge. I can feel the competitive edge coming out there. So if you're ready, your time will start now. If you could be any age for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Ooh, my age, 20. We'll sit with 20. I'm liking this year of my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a selfless deed?
Ooh, yes. I would like to think so. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favourite made up word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Lovely. Who's your Disney doppelganger?
Belle.
Oh, can it still be classified as a barbecue if all the food is cooked in the oven but eaten outside?
No.
Go to karaoke song.
What is it? I mean, I'm going to have to say One Day More because we want to do it as a team.
Oh, nice. If you had to appear in a reality TV show, which one would it be and why?
Ooh, maybe Big Brother, just for the fun.
And how much is too much for a sausage roll?
There's never too much for a sausage roll.
Love that. Are Colin the Caterpillars overrated?
No, can't overrate a Colin the Caterpillar.
What's one thing everyone needs in their life?
Ooh, a Stanley Cup.
Mm. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
What's your go-to meal deal?
It is a tuna crunch, Quavers and an orange juice.
Oh, very specific. You obviously have ordered that a lot. And I'm afraid your time is up. Interesting answers there. I have to say, there is no way it is a barbecue if the food's cooked in the oven, but it's eaten outside. I'm with you, Lucy. That's just like you answered that question. And you're like, that's not even a question.
No. So barbecue is cooked in the barbecue. And if you make it in the oven, you're just having your dinner outside.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite. And why Belle as your Disney doppelganger?
Belle is because I played her at school.
Oh. Oh, right. Yeah. So a bit of musical theatre background.
Before I dyed my hair ginger, natural brunette, and that was always the one.
Okay. And Quavers as part of your meal deal. I'd forgotten how delicious Quavers were, so I might need to go Quavers the next time that I go meal deal, I have to say.
I've recently gotten back into Quavers. Like, they're now just like my afternoon snack is a bag of Quavers. It's just,
Okay. Yeah. Oh, the crisps are available, but... We like that. Yeah. So moving on, you're currently studying for your degree in business management and marketing. And this year you're on a placement as an employer engagement assistant. So I'm going to give you the floor very quickly. Tell us what your role entails. What have you been up to over the past year?
Yeah, so we have 6 careers fairs across the 3 main NTU campuses, and then we have other employability events throughout the academic year. And there's a team of 4 of us, myself, the events coordinator, careers fair coordinator, and our manager. We all, as a team, essentially try and get employers to come to the various events on campus. My main role really is supporting with the careers fairs, just because it is a big task. We just were shy of 500 employers this year coming onto campus. Yeah, so it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to sort of help the coordinators who book the space, order food, do the health assessments and the risk assessments. And then I'm sort of there in the background answering emails and handling all the bookings and helping with the sort of promotion side, creating employer profiles for students to look at or hopefully look at. So that is sort of my main role. And then on the day, I was very fortunate that this year I was trusted to look after some of the employers just myself, and then helped Henry with the content on the day as well.
Amazing. I mean, that's a role with so much stuff there, isn't there? I guess going back to the start of when you were looking for a placement, what made you do this particular placement and what drew you towards NTU? Because I suppose some students might think, oh, well, you know, I know NTU, so therefore I'm going to go and do a placement elsewhere. But perhaps you don't know NTU until you've worked on the other side, if you like. You're not a student, you're doing something else.
So after a fair few months of basically getting nowhere, not even hearing back after many applications, I sort of decided half of my friendship group were doing placement years and were going off, and the other half were going straight into final year. And I sort of decided ideally I'd stay in Nottingham, live with them, have final year with them, and then still be in Nottingham for my final year as well. And so it was just looking through InPlace, which is the NTU job board, and applying to a few, and then all of a sudden the NTU placements went live. And luckily with my degree, because it's business management and marketing, you can apply essentially most placements to my degree. Any business is a business is what they say.
Yeah.
So I was sort of looking, and I wanted it to be as sort of marketing as I could. And I looked at the careers fairs and events assistant one, and I just thought that's interesting, and I completely forgot until sort of halfway through doing placement. But I originally, when thinking of degrees, actually did look at doing event management.
Oh, really? So you've kind of come full circle then with applying for this placement. And it's very interesting that it's like halfway through the placement you go, oh yeah, that was some of my interests before, and I've just remembered that.
Yeah, but it's been really interesting working at the university. It's like you said, not a lot of students would ever think about staying at the university on placement, but that's one of the sort of plus sides, because it's daunting going on placement because you've all of a sudden going into full-time work, which I had never done before.
Yeah.
But it's a place that you feel comfortable in because you've already been around it all for 2 years already. But yeah, loving it. And I'm going to be really sad when I'm seeing them setting everything up next year and I'm walking on to a lecture or seminar.
Oh, yeah, that will be a bit weird, won't it? Well, you're probably still checking in with some of the things that are in your sort of mental list that would have been doing this year that needed doing. I guess you've brought out a few points there that are important, because going on a placement can be quite daunting. And, you know, you've got lots of new things to get to grips with as it is going on a placement. So, as you say, the familiar environment of the campus, you're staying living in Nottingham with your friends. So there's a lot to be said for taking one of the placements that NTU offer. But in the same breath, there are places in the university that as a student you might never see. So is there anywhere else that you've discovered that you would never have seen had it not been for this placement?
I mean, our careers fair and events cupboard, never been in that store cupboard before, but I've been up to the facilities. We call it their hidey hole, but where facilities offices is, I've been in there. More just seeing sort of like the loading bay in Newton, where a lot of our employers will bring their stands through on the day of the events, and sort of just seeing like back alleys of Newton almost. I've not gone to the 9th floor of Newton, which as a student you wouldn't be allowed up, but
but it is a bit like, you said you did musical theatre at school, it's a bit like the difference between sort of sitting in the audience and seeing things from front of house, and then if you do go backstage and there's like all these people working on the music and the sound and the costume changes and all of that, that's all revealed to you when you're looking at these events.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe before you finish, you can go up to floor 9 and discover what's there.
Hopefully. I'll just, on my final day, just ride it up and see what's up there. It'll be really boring as well. It'll just be some offices, but...
Maybe number 9 doesn't work on the lift. Nobody told me when I first started working at NTU that you had to press the floor that you wanted on the lift, and then it told you which lift to get into. So I just glibly got into the first lift that came and ended up going completely in the wrong direction and then panicking and wondering what was happening. So yeah, maybe floor 9 button, there's a special fingertip thing or something to get there. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going off onto almost like a Harry Potter platform 9.5 thoughts here. So getting back to your placement, what were the standout moments, something you're really proud of during your time working here at NTU?
I am really proud of Word with Lucy, because it sort of snowballed into this content that we made a bigger thing of. On the autumn fair, we just sort of decided as a bit of fun that I would stand next to the employers at their stand and wave. And then I can't remember who in our team sort of jokingly said, oh, it'd be funny for the built environment fair for the sort of architecture or the sort of construction students, oh, it'd be funny if we could dress you up in a hard hat and a high viz. And so we contacted someone in the school and they got me the NTU branded high viz and everything. It was great. And so then that week I was smiling and waving with the employees again, but then we started to do the walking round and I ended up adopting different walks for different fairs. So for STEM I was in a lab coat and the sort of protective goggles, and the life science I had a chainsaw and was waving with a chainsaw. But I'm really proud of that, because
that sounds like a violation of every health and safety thing that I know about chainsaws, but I'll let that one slip. Apparently all of these compilations of Wave with Lucy can be seen on NTU employability socials.
Yeah, I think I galloped life sciences. I was jumping from behind trees there. We got very outdoorsy for that one, but yeah, they're very fun to do, and apparently it has increased social.
So your playfulness in all of these has really helped. So let's get to some of the other work that you're doing, as well as the playfulness and getting that real great interaction on socials. Preparing and supporting events. So you mentioned that you did careers fair. That's a big part of your role. What's one employability tip that you gained for yourself whilst working on an event?
It's not a tip, but I definitely have enjoyed the networking aspect of working each event. We have sort of a welcome talk with the employees. You know, we're not expecting a fire drill. And I always jokingly say, if there is one, run. But I would also then just start chatting to them, you know, where have you come from, you know, how's the day going, and sort of just general conversation. And then hopefully next year when I'm walking around thinking they've not done that right this year, but I'll and then I'll go and talk to an employer and hopefully they don't see me as a student as much.
It's really interesting that you talk about networking in such a happy, casual way, because it's the sort of thing that often when I meet students, they're absolutely terrified of. And they have this vision of, you know, a network is where you're standing with some terrible drink and, you know, handing over business cards and all of that. And networking can happen anywhere. I refer you to episodes of both Working on It and Octopus of Enterprise podcasts where I give my examples. But I love the fact that what you're saying is you're just making people feel comfortable, you're just having casual conversations, Lucy, and that is networking. You know, it can happen anywhere. You don't have to kind of go, right, I am now networking. So yeah, you can sort of put that in your rucksack of great accolades from doing a placement.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's one thing you've learned, but what's one tip you'd give to a student who is planning to attend a careers fair?
They need to prepare. That is
Okay.
the number one tip, and it's the easiest tip to give. So on the employability webpage, you can go on and there's the event listing, has all the information for each fair, the time, and you can click on that and there's a fair dashboard. And when you find this dashboard, it will have a list of all the employers that are coming to the fair. It will have a stand map. It will tell you who is at which stand. And then what is probably one of my most time consuming jobs then has all the employer profiles. So if you go, I'm really interested in Gymshark, for example, and then you can find Gymshark's employer profile. It will have the sort of subjects in which they're interested in recruiting from. It will tell you if they have placement, graduate, part-time work opportunities, everything like that. And then you know that then from all this research of looking at all these employers, you can then go, okay, these are the people that have placements that I'm interested in. I'm going to write down what stand number they're at. And then it makes it a lot easier. For example, we had 113 employers at the Autumn Fair this year, and that's a general fair, so it has a bit of everything. You cannot go around 113 employers because some of them aren't going to be relevant to you. And also an employer much prefer you to have done your research and go up saying, I know you've got placements, can you tell me a bit more about it? Or I have a few questions from reading up about it online. It makes it a lot easier for them instead of them being asked, what do you have?
Yeah. So basically, don't just rock up and expect them to do all the work. Do a bit of work yourself first. Yeah. And that will make your time and theirs much more considered and useful.
Yeah.
Because ultimately what you want to do is get the placement, get the part-time role, get the whatever at a careers fair. And if you're the informed person who goes to the stand knowing what you want, then that's much more likely to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. They're going to more so remember the people that have done the research versus the same conversation they've had with about 20 other students. You're going to stand out more for actually preparing.
Yeah, to be fair, the same argument can be applied to why someone should do a placement. You get the skills, you get the experience, and it's another way to stand out from others in the job market.
Yeah, especially with my degree. So the Joint Honours Business and Marketing, we are the most subscribed to course at the university. So it's a lot of competition of everyone has done the exact same thing. How can you stand out? And that is so easy with a placement. And as well, you don't realise how many skills I've developed without even realising. So my networking, my self-confidence in being able to sort of put my opinions into our team meetings, like my Excel skills, I suddenly have got a love for Excel, which I never thought I would enjoy staring at a spreadsheet for most of my day. But
well,
that's a
phrase that you don't hear very often. I have a love of Excel.
Yeah, I got really excited when they said yes to when I could color code for STEM, because STEM we have over 3 days, which is like 75 people on a spreadsheet. And I said, can I color code them so we know who's coming on which day? And they said, yep. And I was like, this is amazing.
So you've identified networking, Excel skills, and also just that confidence as well. You also touched on, you said, you know, the placement process is actually there. It's easy. So just touch on how you actually apply for a placement. I know you mentioned In Place before, which is where you started to see all of these placements become available. Tell us more about that application process.
So In Place is probably the best sort of job search board to use because, and I know this from now working in employability, that there's a big team within that that contact current employers or previous employers that have had placement students, and they say, are you running placements for next year? And if so, would you be interested in advertising on our job board? That means that then they're already NTU approved, and you find the ones that you're interested in, you can filter through certain subjects or certain keywords to find the ones that are a bit more to what you would idolise as a dream placement. And then there's always a bit of information. It'll have some sort of key skills. And then you just have to upload a CV and a cover letter. CV, I would always recommend, and it's probably one of the main reasons as to why I got the job, is that I actually redid my CV specifically for the job.
Oh,
so
yes.
I reword it a little bit or put certain skills nearer the top so that they can see them a bit better. And then your cover letter. So for me, I had no previous event management or event coordination experience, I basically said, this is the experience I do have, and putting it to the schools. So they said, you know, they wanted time management. Here's an example of when I've developed my time management or team working skills or my communication. Because as a second year, you don't have a lot of experience.
And I think when you're doing that, it is about bringing out those transferable skills. And sometimes people forget, you know, the fact that they might have had a part-time job or supporting people on a voluntary basis. All of those kind of experiences count. It might be just that, you know, you did childcare for siblings and had to organise them. Or, so, you know, there are life examples, even if you haven't done work, that you can bring out the skills from. And I think that's possibly where, if you are struggling with that, I don't know whether you did this, Lucy, but I know that the employability team will offer CV surgeries and tips, and there's loads of information out there that is, again, you know, NTU seal of approval information on how to do that, because again, the whole world of the wild west of the internet can tell you all sorts about what you should or shouldn't be doing for CVs and applications. Get the advice that we have here at the university, because that is tried and tested and will help you to succeed. So you're now, having been an employee for the last year, you're going to be going back to your final year at NTU and then completing your degree. That's going to be a strange shift, I guess, from being an employee to being a student. Projecting again into the future, what's next after that for you, do you think?
After that, at the moment, my plan is to go to Australia.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep.
And my plan is sort of, fingers crossed, September 2025, I'll be on a plane to backpack and then work a bit, and then we'll see what happens.
Wonderful. So you're going to take the opportunity to do some travelling. So when you pack your bag to go to Australia, as well as the sun cream, what things are you going to be taking away that you've learned from this placement?
When I started placement, I sort of said to myself, it's the year of yes. So any opportunity, as long as I'm not extremely uncomfortable, say yes, even if you're nervous. So like when they asked, did I want to be sort of the face of social media coverage of the fairs? But then I was like, yes, because actually that's more like direct marketing, and it's more experience and getting to sort of watch Henry at the other side of the camera producing sort of all the content and me being the face of the content. I've learned a lot just from that side of things, coming on the podcast and saying yes to that. I've just, any opportunity I've said yes to, and there's never been one where I've gone like, maybe not. I've always said yes, and I think that's how I've got so much from the year.
That is amazing advice. I'm loving your year of yes. It feels to me like you've shifted yourself out of your comfort zone, and from that you've learned quite a lot. So that's really amazing, taking advantage of opportunities. We're coming towards the end, so I have one final question for you, one we ask all our guests, and that is there a song that either reminds you of or describes your career journey so far?
Ooh. During setup day for any fair, I normally have a song that's like constantly loop going around. And when we did the professional wardrobe launch, when we were setting up all the chairs, I had the Austin Powers theme tune going round. And every now and again, it just makes me laugh thinking on the 7th of February, that was the song. But yeah, that one just made me laugh.
Amazing. And I just want to remind listeners that all of these songs are available on our Employability Working On It Spotify playlist. So you will be hearing that Austin Powers track and thinking of Lucy sorting out chairs for professional wardrobe. Brilliant. It has been marvellous to hear all that you've learned and things that you've rediscovered about yourself and confidence that you've gained, Lucy. I think you are absolutely a shining example of taking opportunities, saying yes, and getting the most out of a placement. So that's marvellous. But sadly, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you, Lucy, and thank you for listening. This has been the latest and last episode of Working On It for this year. So if you enjoyed it, please do check out our other episodes, subscribe, recommend, and leave a review. And we look forward to seeing you in the next academic year. Bye.